and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel says its strike that killed aid workers was a mistake. Rights groups say it was no anomaly. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The Israeli military says two basic mistakes led to the series of drone strikes that killed seven staffers from the World Central Kitchen charity. The explanation raises concern of how often Israel has made such mistakes in its six-month-old offensive in Gaza. Rights groups and aid workers say the wider problem is not violations of the military's rules of engagement, but the rules themselves. They also argue that Israel has given itself a wide leeway in deciding how many civilian deaths it allows as collateral damage. Israel's chief military spokesman, Daniel Hagari, says that they're doing everything they can to not harm innocent civilians, but did not specify how they will achieve this. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she expects China to address a key American complaint about its economic model. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
I think the Chinese realize how concerned we are about the implications of their industrial strategy for the United States.
The sides will create two economic groups dedicated to growth in domestic and global economies, as well as anti-money laundering. With the media, Yellen added, progress has been made to solve the concerns of the U.S. over the trade between China and Russia.
China has emphasized that it is their policy not to provide Russia with military support, that neither of us want this to be an issue in our bilateral relationship.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders' office in Vermont caught fire. Arson is suspected, but the motive is unclear. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Police in Vermont are seeking a suspect who started a fire Friday outside the office of Senator Bernie Sanders. He was not there. The small blaze caused minor damage, but no injuries. Authorities say an unknown male suspect sprayed what they described as a possible accelerant on the office door, which is on the third floor of the building, set it on fire and fled. They say the motive is unclear. When the Burlington Fire Department got there, they found the blaze between the vestibule, the elevator, and the entrance door. The door suffered moderate fire damage, and much of the third floor sustained significant water damage. I'm Julie Walker.
Russian forces overnight attacked Ukraine with drones and missiles, killing at least six people and wounding 11 more in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, according to local officials. The governor of the Kharkiv region said missile strikes on the city damaged residential buildings, a gas station, a kindergarten, a cafe, a shop, and cars. Overall, Russia fired 32 Iranian-made Shahed drones and six missiles at Ukraine overnight, according to the Air Force commander. Ukrainian Air Defense Forces shot down three cruise missiles and 28 drones, according to a statement. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on the brazen heist of $30 million.
The brazen $30 million cash heist in Los Angeles on Easter Sunday has triggered rampant speculation. Thieves broke into a global cash management and security firm. The case is being investigated by Los Angeles police and the FBI. Security expert Jim McGuffey told KTLA the case is puzzling, that insiders may have had a role, and McGuffey says security firms have been cutting costs.
I think that the industry is riding on luck. So, you know, over the years, they've made a lot of cuts in safety and security. I'm not saying Garter World, I'm saying many of them.
McGuffey says the firm should have had multiple alarm systems and a seismic monitor near the safe that was cracked. I'm Norman Hall.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida visited a new semiconductor plant for which his government has pledged more than $7 billion of support to secure a steady supply of chips. The new plant on the southwestern island of Kyushu, majority owned by the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, is the Taiwanese semiconductor giant's first in Japan. Kishida expressed his sympathies over the earthquake that recently hit Taiwan as he was given a tour of the plant Saturday. Japan has recently earmarked about $33 billion to revive its chip industry, seeking to become less dependent on imports in the wake of pandemic-era shortages that affected auto production and other industries for months. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.